I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
Don't seem, from what I hear you saying, you don't tend to believe in any kind of position. So what do you have to say about that?
There's all kinds of things I believe in. I don't believe what I was talking to the last guest about is I don't have a belief about where the universe came from because we just don't have strong evidence to favor one thing versus the other. But to your other question, why do I believe in evolution? Because of the overwhelming amount of scientific evidence. That would be why.
Okay. What scientific evidence is there? And why did evolution stop?
Well, evolution certainly hasn't stopped.
Would it be evolution or adaptation?
Adaptation isn't a thing that happens. Adaptation is just a... Because anything you could say is an adaptation is just a description of the downstream effects of evolution taking place. Organisms can't adapt unless changes in their... There are some adaptations that are purely behavioral, but otherwise, an organism cannot adapt unless changes in its genes or gene expression occurs. Well, that's what evolution is. So that's why I say there's... Adaptation is not a thing that actually happens.
I think maybe you could make the argument that both things happen. You could say evolution is a type of adaptation instead of just saying adaptation doesn't happen because organisms, animals over time have adapted to their environments. So yes. I think there's probably truth in both statements, but me personally, I find it difficult to accept the position that we don't have a supreme creator because there's a grand design to this universe that's simply saying how is there not a grand design? So let me explain for a moment. If you look at it, you can't just say, well, a lot of people that they'll quit back at me and they'll say, well, where did God come from? Well, God is outside of space and time as the best possible reasonable explanation in my mind, because if he wasn't, then that means he's not eternal, and that also means that we get into a position of infinite regress where he also requires a creator. So then, therefore, what created that God? And then we're just chasing our tails. But if you have a God that is powerful enough to create the universe, then he's outside of space and time.
But that's exactly what I would say things that don't exist are like. If something doesn't exist, there isn't a time when it exists. And it doesn't exist anywhere either. So God has the exact same properties as non-existent things.
No, I wouldn't say he has properties of non-existent things. I mean,
he's not made of anything, and he's not in the universe, and he doesn't exist in time. That's just.
But the thing is, that's assuming that we know what the properties of God actually are. We know exactly from a faith perspective, we know what he's revealed to us in scripture. But what you're trying to say is you're only accepting. I mean, you look around.
You just said you don't know and you take faith. It's like, okay, well, then there isn't evidence.
Well, okay, but you're just let me kind of expand on my point here for a moment. You know, what I'm saying is we know exactly what he has revealed to us through scripture. But if you take a look
maybe some ordinary men wrote those words down.
All right. My guy, what you're doing is
you're starting with the conclusion God exists, and then you're telling me, I know God exists because these people said that God exists. It's like,
no, what you're doing is you're rushing to a conclusion on what you think I'm about to say, and then you're cutting me off.
No, I'm listening to you.
Really develop my
I'm listening to you start with your conclusion. There has to be a God because blank. Like, okay,
no,
you're starting with your conclusion, and you're telling me we know what God has revealed. You're starting with your conclusion when you say that.
Okay, well, if you could even give me a minute to speak without you assuming what I'm going to say, I could probably make a better point here. What I'm trying to say to you is, yeah, I start with a conclusion because to me, in my mind, you can look around and conclusively say that we didn't just get here by chance. There's natural laws and to our creation that speaks to a grander design. We didn't just Big Bang. We're just magically here. We just won the lottery on life, and suddenly we're here. And we have natural laws, scientific principles.
But that's what
we
you
have
believe.
Things like morality. And you can't just say that we have microorganisms and matter evolved over time. Then you have the burden to explain where these organisms even came from. They came from life, and people like atheists don't want to adopt the idea Do I have what?
Do you have a burden to explain your beliefs?
I think I'm explaining them now, but you
okay,
you tend to
how did God create life?
Cut me short, so I can't even
Buddy,
really
you,
explain anything.
You went on multiple tangents while I let you sit there and talk.
I didn't go on multiple tangents. You
yes,
you
did.
You don't even have the patience.
You invoked morality and evolution and life and the Big Bang all in a span of like 30 seconds.
Because you guys can't even effectively say, like what you do is you say evolution explains everything, but then you can't come up with a reasonable, plausible explanation where the beginning of life even points to. You just say, I don't
evolution.
Know, we're just here magically. We got lucky, and then the universe, developed over time, and we call it evolution because we reject the idea of God. That is
I accept evolution because of the overwhelming amount of evidence that supports evolution. But
what do you think science is?
Buddy, you got to let me ask you some questions.
Understanding of creation.
You're begging the question. You're saying magic is real because science is the study of magic. No, it's not. I got to ask you a question.
Creation magic, that's fine. That's just a condescending way that you can sum up what is supernaturally
created. Yes, and you have not been condescending at all. Let me ask you a question. How did God?
Your entire platform is
how did God create life?
You see, but that's the thing. That is where you atheists think that you box us in. How did he create life? Because here's the thing. If you have a God that you can understand exactly how he works, you're pretty much bringing him down to your level. We can't understand
so
or
you don't
fathom.
Know. So because you don't know
Nobody
how God
knows.
Created life, therefore evolution is true. Remember when you said, because evolution doesn't know how life started, that means God did it? Because you don't know how God did it, that means evolution is true. See how easy this is?
That is actually the most retarded logical conclusion.
Yes, that is what you believe in. Congratulations.
You believe that we get
here. Chat, it's self-diagnosing.
My guy, you I actually feel bad for you. I think you're a smart guy, but you really are just one big logical.
Remember when you said, "Oh, you atheists are being condescending," and then you used
okay,
a slur against me.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm using it against you because what you do is you're saying, oh, you don't know exactly how God created the universe. What
I asked you how God created life, and you don't know.
Because he spoke it into existence.
What
how
does,
that,
what is,
how it
how,
works.
How did,
Go to
explain
Genesis.
How that works?
Go to Genesis. Right. So you want me to explain the power of God. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know that you can't do it. So what would be ridiculous is if I said, because you don't know how it happened, that proves that my counter idea is correct. Now, funny enough,
it does not.
Yeah, except that's exactly what you do. This started off, well, it didn't start off this way, but Not even a minute ago, you said, evolution doesn't know how life started, therefore God does it. So you use what other people don't know as evidence that your magical claim is true. Okay, then I'm going to do the exact same thing.
So explain the beginning of life. Where did we come from? What's your position on that?
It happened naturally.
Happened naturally. Yep. Okay, expand through the on that.
So nature, what nature does is nature actualizes the potential and it speaks life into existence.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So Mother Nature is your God?
No, I don't believe in God. I believe in nature.
Oh, okay. So, but nature has a power in and of itself.
Nature can do things. I don't know if...
I know how nature works, but nature has to have an existence.
Yeah, no, nature does exist.
You just adopted your own.
Are you denying that nature exists?
I did not say that. I don't think you're effectively listening,
my
guy.
So nature exists. You said nature has to have an existence. Nature does exist. I'm looking at it right now. So we agree that... So like you presented that as if it's a problem, but it's not a problem. It's just like... It's so obviously matter-of-factly true. The case... That nature exists.
You said you are basically making the argument that nature is the reason that we exist. But
yeah,
where did yes, and nature is the result of what? It requires a beginning.
No, it doesn't.
Do you not understand?
Nope.
This is where
no because in order for things to happen. No, because in order for things to happen, something has to actualize the potential. So you need something that's pure act without potential, and that's what nature is.
That sounds very fancy, but again, you're dancing around the point that I'm trying to make.
I'm not. I just logically proved everything that I believe in to you just now.
Okay, so logically explain how nature began
its process. It actualizes the potential.
How did nature begin its process
naturally.
To create life?
It naturally actualized the potential. That's the answer.
That makes zero sense, and you have to know that.
What I'm doing, somehow you don't know this. What I'm doing is I'm repeating to you standard classical theistic arguments for how God creates life, the universe, and everything else.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. If I Google this, are you going to admit that I'm correct and that you're wrong?
Well, I mean, possibly if you can present something good, but you have to understand that, it depends on where you get your sources from, because there is different branches of science.
St. Thomas Aquinas.
You have creation scientists.
Nope, I'm getting mine from St. Thomas Aquinas.
Scientists,
there's no such thing as creation science.
Like, you have secular scientists which push things like evolution and the Big Bang, and that the Earth is the universe is 13.5 billion years old. The
yes,
Earth
we
is
know that for a fact.
Years old. Actually, we don't, and that's why.
Yes,
you
we
need
do.
To study
it's called science.
Got you.
How do you tell how old the universe is? Go ahead.
How do you tell how old the Earth is, or the universe?
I said universe, but you can do Earth if you want.
Well, I want to hear your explanation, since you were going to point to Google and
asked
all
you
that
a question.
You're not even answering my questions.
I asked you the question first. How do you tell how old the Earth is?
Well, I think that you can go back to the fact that this is going to be a faith answer, but
no, it's
the
not.
Bible
you can pr- you
points
can base
to
it on evidence.
An Earth that is 6,000 years old.
Yep, so if the Earth were 6,000 years old, what would the evidence look like?
Say that again?
If the Earth were 6,000 years old, what would the evidence look like? But he answers in Genesis doesn't have anything for this. It's not going to help you. Hello? He left! Science 999,999,999,991. God, zero. What do I think about evolution? I accept the overwhelming weight of scientific evidence that supports evolution. In other words, it's true.
Cool, cool, cool. So, what are your arguments against creation?
There's no evidence in favor of creation, and literally everything we know about life runs counter to, especially young Earth creationism, but creation in general. And the creationist claim is fundamentally unknowable and affirms all possible iterations, meaning it's epistemically worthless, meaning there's no reason to believe it at all. And I can give you the details of what I mean by that if you want. But I'd be more curious to hear, what do you think the evidence of creation is?
Yeah, I could see where you're coming from, and especially with evolution and the lack of evidence to support that. But one thing I just didn't find right, didn't sit right with me with evolution, would be the fact of, are you familiar with animals that imitate? They use imitation to protect themselves from predators.
Yeah. I just like really quick want to know. Moths, yes, yes, yes. There's lots of examples. I just want to know real quick. Do you not believe in evolution, or are you just like,
I do not.
Okay, cool. Yep. So, I don't understand how mimicry would be a problem for evolution, because if you're going to mimic something, organisms that mimic other organisms are pretty much always mimicking a dangerous organism. And organisms evolve outward signaling in order to advertise that they're dangerous as a survival mechanism. So if you can cheat and mimic that, that would be beneficial to your survival. That is just, I don't understand how that could be a problem for evolution.
Okay, so let's just use the example of butterflies or caterpillars, whatever. They imitate a lot of things that they probably never even seen before. And us as humans, we can't tell ourselves to grow a different skin color.
Nothing mimics something that it doesn't also experience in its own environment. There would be no selective pressure, because the other organisms would have no idea what's going on. Like you can never get a butterfly in the rainforest with an AK-47 on its wings to be like, look out for motherfuckers like me. But that doesn't exist. So
exactly.
Well, no, not exactly, because you said that's what's happening, but that's never happened.
No, because according to evolution, over the course of a lot of time, millions, maybe even billions of years, these things have evolved into being able to mimic. They do the patterns of their, I believe it's keratin. I don't know what it's called, but yeah. So what I was saying is, us as humans, we can't physically or naturally tell ourselves to grow different skin color or different hair texture without, you know, physically altering it. And because of the fact that these certain creatures,
you're just saying
these certain creatures are
just saying, I don't know how it would have happened, therefore it didn't happen. But that's not evidence. It's not even an argument.
Well, see, that's the same thing could be said for creation.
I don't know why we're saying this.
My bad, I lost my train of thought. Yeah, so us as humans, we can't do this ourselves. So my question would be to you is, how do you think this could have happened, that these creatures could use mimicry or physical mimicry?
It's not really all that hard to imagine. Let me try to show you a picture here. These are all going to be domestic animals.
Oh, cool.
If I say a piebald, this is a decent example. If I say piebald, do you have any idea what that word means? It's kind of a specific term. Yes, no.
Okay. Yeah.
Never mind. Piebald is when an animal's coat breaks up into different colors, like what you see on this weenie dog here, right? So it's got specific dark patches with a white background, but then also has like a black splotch on the back.
So all of it's just random.
Yeah. That's just random. Now, the reason I picked that example is because I'm thinking of, you know, king snake, coral snake, the famous red touch yellow, kill a fellow, red touch black, venom lack.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. If you look at snakes, there are many multicolored snakes, and so they'll come in different colors, but they're not really striped. Their colors are, piebald is something that's only for animals with fur, I think, but whatever. We can imagine it for snakes too. They'll have scales that cluster in different color forms. Well, because of the unlimited numbers of combinations for those, it's not hard to imagine at all that one of the, like, look, the poisonous snake has to have a banded color appearance in the first place too. So that's, for whatever reason, we're just setting that aside and saying that doesn't require an explanation, whatever. But for the mimic, all it has to do is look a tiny bit like the thing it's mimicking, and that will cause other animals to be cautious of it, at least. It doesn't have to be perfect. If it just looks a little bit like the other, then that can make other animals think, I don't know. So
yeah,
it can so gradually thinking? Come about like that. So when the colors
yeah, like
first...
survival of the fittest.
Well, yeah, but we're just imagining... What we're talking about here is gradualism. So the examples I usually give are for camouflage. Mimicry and camouflage fundamentally aren't really very different. But, you know, there are insects that look just like a dead leaf. How could that happen? What happens really slowly? And insects that are just brown looking... That's the color of the dead leaves. They blend in with dead leaves. So predators aren't going to see them. So they become more common than the insects that are not brown. They're green or whatever. So, okay, the population changes in that way. Then some of the insects maybe have a slightly flatter or narrower body, making them their body look more leaf-shaped. And it only has to be a tiny bit.
Yeah.
You only need a 0.01% difference in the favorable direction to have a statistically greater chance of survival, which means your offspring are the most common offspring in the future, which means your body shape now is more common. But it keeps getting more exaggerated. Then the ones that are even flatter have, then in the next generation, the even greater survival chances. So the population just keeps changing this way. We call this directional selection. And so it would happen in the same way with mimicry. It's a little easier to conceptualize for camouflage. So anyways, that's my answer.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I could see how that could work. Yeah, that's pretty much all I wanted to talk about today. I'll probably come back some other time, you know, any other things pop up. But yeah, it was nice talking to you.
Yep.
Want to get going.
Sounds good. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.